They've got a big game, obviously, against the Jets this weekend. We know the Jets made the trade for Devontae Adams. But this week, Mike Tomlin comes out and says, hey, Russell Wilson is going to get first-team reps in practice. And I saw some footage yesterday, Baldy, about, you know, showing him throwing the ball around. And I'm like, listen, we love Mike T. What the hell is he doing? Why create a controversy if there's no need to?
Well, I guess it's not absolutely clear who's going to start, although it looks like Russell Wilson is going to be the favorite. I mean, I thought Justin Fields, he's thrown for 5 touchdowns. He's run for 5. He's taking care of the football. They're winning games. George Pickens doesn't have a touchdown catch. Okay. It's not really how they're built. Their offense line is broken. They lost Zach Frazier. You know, they lost their right guard. They lost their right tackle. I mean, they're just, you know, they're with backups, man. Andy McCollum in there and, you know, Spencer Anderson and Mason McCormick. I mean, they're playing a bunch of backups in there. Justin kind of helps them out a little bit in that regard. I think, look, they made the playoffs last year using 3 quarterbacks that threw a combined 13 touchdown passes. And there is the formula that works for Mike. Now, you're not going to, you know, go very far in the playoffs. You couldn't beat Buffalo, but you could get there the way they're playing, for sure. Maybe he just feels like they need to be better in the passing game, and maybe Russell provides that. Look, Russell did throw 26 touchdown passes last year in 15 starts on a bad team. He did accomplish some things. His style of play is a little bit hard to get used to. Guys that have played with him said, like, it might not come out on time. He might have to run around a little bit, you know, try to find an opening to be able to see you and get the ball to you. So there's things there. It's just hard to you know, Jets defense is good. They cover well. It's just hard to step in after not playing, really, I mean, a couple plays in preseason, not playing since last year, to come out there and execute the way you need to execute if you really haven't practiced at all, you know, over the last, most of the last 10 weeks.
Jason, I know we take practice for granted, but I'm with Baldy on this. Like, you're going to throw him out there after a week of working with the first team, like 3 days?
Yeah, I'm usually in lockstep with Mike Tomlin, but I think they're overthinking this one a little bit. There's still a lot of roadway ahead of you. And I really felt like they were just starting to get to a point where maybe Arthur Smith was going to lean really even more into what Justin Fields could do, right? They finally got Warren back again last week. Like, Cordarrelle Patterson's around the corner. Najee Harris went off last week behind this offensive line. And now we're going to take away from what that could be to see Russell Wilson throw the ball 7 yards down the field. Like, it might be real accurate, you know what I mean? Like, it might be nice. I don't know. But, like, I have questions, like Baldy, about the offensive line. They've been trying to get another receiver forever, right? They know they don't have guys who really are going to win for you downfield. So why not keep working at what you've become good at and try to become great at it rather than switch this thing up 7 weeks in, a third of the way through the season? It feels like it's a little forced for me. It feels like they're overthinking things. And we just saw with the Buffalo. How did the Buffalo Bills just beat the Jets in their big emotional first game without Robert Saleh holding us back anymore? They ran it all over, right, with a bunch of different guys. And a quarterback who you have to, even if he's not running, you have to worry about defending in the run game. Seems like an odd time to get away from Justin Fields to me, but what do I know?
Yeah, listen, I totally agree. And while we're talking about the Jets, because that is the big matchup on Sunday night, Baldy, the trade, I mean, listen, you see the numbers there, you know, over under 38.5. I don't expect a lot of scoring. I know Devontae is, I guess, living with Aaron Rodgers at this point and, you know, studying the playbook every day with him. What kind of effect truly do you think he's going to have on this game Sunday?
Well, I mean, you can look at it 2 ways here, Carl, to me. I mean, they're a play away against Denver, against Minnesota, and against Buffalo to win. Your first thing, goal at the 3-yard line, they can't score. I mean, maybe Devontae, you know, rekindles that, you know, the chemistry that he had in Green Bay, you know, going back. It's been 3 years now. It's, you know, I mean, it just doesn't happen. This precision that you need just doesn't happen. The Jets are, to me, a long ways away, a lot further away than just Devontae Adams of turning this thing around. I mean, they're heavily penalized. They make bad mistakes. They couldn't stop a Buffalo Bills offensive line from moving them all over the place. I don't know who's going to block T.J. Watt. this week. Honestly, the right tackle is really struggling. The left tackle is struggling. They invested in aging players
and in line.
At the position. And they have not, they're not playing great. I mean, you just have to call it like you're seeing it. Tyron Smith is struggling. I've never seen him struggle like this. So, you know, if Aaron Rodgers has to get rid of the ball quickly, Devontae Adams needs time to win his routes. He's a great route runner, but he needs time. You can't just keep, you know, getting rid of the ball in 1.8 seconds because you might take another hit. So it might work. It might help. I mean, obviously, Mike Williams, I expect him to cut Mike Williams after what Aaron just said about him. But I've never heard quarterbacks call out guys like this. I mean, if Eli Manning called out Jeremy Shockey every time he ran a wrong route, I mean,
be the whole press conference, right? That'd be all he did.
Like, Eli never did that. And it happened weekly. Like, I just couldn't, like, there's no need. And I just thought, honestly, like, okay, just bring in Devontae for Mike Williams. Like, he ran the wrong route. Okay. So, you know, that was a Hail Mary throw, base, another Hail Mary throw. I don't know. I feel like now Todd Downing's calling the plays. He'll be in lockstep a little bit with Nathaniel Hackett, right? But at some point, how much is he going to know about how this thing is supposed to operate? And so when they were in Green Bay, they had great structure to what they were doing. And that was part of the reason why they were very successful together. I don't see that structure. I don't even know if it exists right now in New York.
Yeah, look, this game has gone up 2 points since Devontae Adams' arrival. Like, I liked it under 36.5. If you made me take this game, I'd go under. I'm definitely going under here. Pittsburgh 7-4 to the under at home since the start of last season. Those games averaged 36.8 points. So I feel like with that number going up, we're getting some value there. The Jets are 6-4-1 to the under on the road since the start of last season. Those games averaged 38 points. The Steelers do have a plus 38 point differential, which is second best in the AFC. Like, I know they want to change quarterbacks and everything, and the sky apparently is falling on this 4-2 team. But I would just point out they've been a half decent operation. Mike Tomlin, as a home dog, is 17-6-3 against the spread, 11-4-1 in his last 16 since 2018. And Baldy, the part of this that scares me for the Jets a little bit too is they found their run game last week, right? The tackles are being exposed in pass pro. They finally get Breece Hall going. So now you've got Garrett Wilson who's like, well, wait a minute. This thing might be turning away from me again in my contract here. Then they go and get a guy who's the quarterback thinks at least is better than me to do the same thing I do. And the Jets are 2-0 when they run the ball at least 24 times. And they're 0-4 when they don't. And now you know what's going to happen here, right? They're going to take who's going to lose out here? Breece Hall, right? I mean, the quarterback's running the show. Like, Devontae's in town. I got to feed Devontae. Garrett Wilson was pissed off about his situation. He got 20 targets in one game, yet they're still going to run the ball the way they should.
It's funny. The comp that I had for Garrett Wilson when he was coming out of Ohio State was Devontae. Garrett's a little faster than Devontae, but their body control, their releases, their route running, that was the comp I had. I mean, and Aaron has said, he said that Garrett reminds him a lot of Devontae. All right, well, they got Devontae and they got his ghost. I don't know. Like, it's, you know, I mean, look, this is an organization that isn't doing anything right, okay? And they're all in on not doing anything right, starting with the owner, the GM, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they're just literally hoping and praying that the line can hold up, Aaron can regain his form with Devontae, and the defense can maybe start taking the ball away with some regularity. I mean, that's kind of what they're hoping for. It doesn't look like a strong foundation.
So, fellas, the other thing that they're lacking, obviously, is pass rush. So we find out Drew Rosenhaus has taken over Hassan Reddick's negotiations. Anything going to get done here? Or is Hassan Reddick still going to be not a Jet in 2 weeks?
Well, I have to ask the question. I know Hassan. He like grew up right here down the road in Camden. I mean, I know his dad is like the question I would ask Hassan is, do you really love football?
Yeah.
You're really willing to just his contract is a contract. He signed it. He might want the extension like a lot of players want it, but he signed the contract. It's for like, I don't know, Jason, you know the numbers, 10 or 12 million, whatever it is. It's a big number that he's never going to get back.
Right.
If he doesn't play. And it's just ironic. I guess there's some irony here. The only other player I've ever seen do this ever was Le'Veon Bell when he was with the Jets.
Right.
Like, there's just, it stinks. But like, son, like, that's the question. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're never gonna put up numbers with no preseason or training or anything like that you want for a new contract. No, everybody thinks you're gonna have diminished, you know, returns on the investment. Like, I don't know what it's going to go. He could help any team right now on some level, but he's just missed way too much time.
Jason, what's the trade value here? I mean, we just saw, you know, the Jets basically give up a second for Davante Adams. If, in fact, they were to trade him, what are they planning on getting back?
I mean, again, like, if I'm the other team, and even if I like the player, I mean, do I want this, or would I rather just go rent Jadeveon Clowney for $5 million, right, on a one-year deal with a Carolina team that's going nowhere? Like, do I want this, or do I just want to go to the Cleveland Browns, right, who are open for business, and say, hey, I'll take Za'Darius Smith off your hand? You know what I mean? I'd rather rent half of his, what's left on his one guaranteed year on his contract. Like, do I try to pry Max Crosby away? Like, Hassan Reddick ain't the only fish in the sea. So if I'm worried about when he's even going to be really ready to play for me and where his mind is, like, all those factors are working against the Jets, as is the Jets' desperation, right? I mean, they were the ones who paid the price for Davante Adams. Everybody's feeling the heat there. So they're not playing from a position of strength at all across the board. I do think this player gets traded, though. The Jets have to get him out. Like, the Jets have to, like, they can't be asking, like, if they're still answering questions about Hassan Reddick at Halloween, then what, you know what I mean? What the hell, what are we doing here? Like, what are you even trying to accomplish? Right. Like, move on. You got to move on. He's not going to play for you. Like, it's not happening. You've been dealing with this for 6 months. So I think he gets moved in terms of value. I don't think it's much. Your best hope is like the Devontae deal. You're hoping to attach some riders to this trade. If the player gets 5 sacks, if the player gets 7 sacks, right, then we can get some value. But right now it's about getting him out of your building.
Lots of Jets conversation, guys, because it's a lot of stuff going on. Interesting stuff. We don't know where it's going to go. And the season is still young. I mean, they are 2-4 after losing to the Bills. That division is still up for grabs, but I don't see that happening. Either way, can't wait to see what plays out Sunday night.